we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio broadcast today. My name is Bob Arthurs. Yesterday, my name was Bob Arthurs. Tomorrow, my name will be Bob Arthurs. And hopefully, Paul's saying hopefully as he walks out the door. We're glad that you tuned in to WMIE today, 91.5 FM. You're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast brought to you by the Saints at Merritt Assembly of God, some businesses that are represented in our congregation, and some friends of the program that make donations from time to time. And we are just truly thankful for you spending the next half hour with us. We have been talking for a good portion of this year now on this progressive walk that we have with the Holy Spirit. We walk with the Spirit, we're led by the Spirit, and then we become fruitful in the Spirit. There's also the warring of the Spirit against the flesh. So we have been going through the book of Galatians, talking about this, and there's still a major element of that I want to share with you before we wrap up this study. And there's a couple of more points in Galatians that have to do with this more active role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And honestly, it was transformative for me when I saw that. And I just really gained the understanding of that through Bible study earlier this year. And it's like, where has that truth been for all of these years of ministry? And it was right there. I just had never had the Spirit of the Lord reveal it to me before. And so I preached it at our church. And then I've also got other revelation on it since then. And so I'm going to be sharing that with you. But today we've talked about gentleness. We've talked about goodness. Today we are going to talk about the fruit of the Spirit is faith or faithfulness. There's two different translations there. From what I've been able to understand, most believe that the better translation for this particular word is faithfulness. And so that's what we're going to do. But before we get there, we want to say thank you to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And if you need electrical work done, or if you want your heater checked out, or maybe your AC did like my car air conditioner did one time coming out of Illinois in December, that once I hit Florida, it went from needing the heat to needing the air conditioner, turned the air conditioner on, and the car said, no, that system is now retired. Maybe your AC said, you know, I got you through the heat, but now I need some love, and you need somebody to come out and take a look at your unit and get it up to speed so it'll be ready to run all next summer as well. Whether it's air conditioning, heat, or electric, give them a call. 321-632-9538. I had them out here at the church recently to take a look at some of our lighting fixtures, and the person that came out said, "Ooh, smell that? Do you smell that?" And I'll be honest with you, I had not gone and put my nose up to the light fixture before, and when I did, I immediately smelled that there was an electrical problem going on in that situation. And he went to work on that situation and got us up to speed. And we're very thankful for that. So this time of the year, when it gets dark so early, it is nice to be able to see your way in the parking lot. So Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538. give them a call, and they will be a blessing to you. So this lesson that we're going to be on, we're going to take a little bit more time on it than what we have with some of the others. And so let me take you back to Galatians chapter 5 again, just so that you see where we are. But and I will tell you why here in just a moment. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And so this concept of faithfulness, I'm not going to try and run through this all in one broadcast. And the reason that I'm not going to do that is because faithfulness is so vitally important in every area of our lives, and it is something that is becoming more and more scarce in society. A couple of weeks ago, I had a conversation with a person who's not involved in ministry, but is involved in an instructive type occupation. And they were just totally flabbergasted. That's an old timey word. They were just really struggling as they are trying to navigate society in 2017, where faithfulness isn't something that is to be found nearly as commonly as it used to be. And so let me just start off by telling you a little bit about what faith and faithfulness is. Faith is a credence. It is moral conviction with a reliance upon Christ for salvation. Every person has been given the measure of faith. There is not a person who hasn't received it. Now, they may not be employing it, and they may not be utilizing it, but every person was endowed with it to begin with. The root word means to convince or to ascend to evidence upon authority. It can also be translated loyalty. And so I want you to see that one of the things that the Holy Spirit wants to produce in the children of God is faithfulness. And a very simple definition is to be full of faith, not only to be full of faith in someone on your own behalf, but to be so full of faith that other people recognize that you are full of faith. In Acts chapter 6, where the first deacons are chosen, you will find that one of the characteristics is that they were to be full of faith. They were not only just supposed to believe God. Now hear me, because there's a problem that many people struggle with in society. They want to proclaim that they are full of faith with their mouth, but they cannot be counted on. They cannot be relied upon. They are not manifesting the same level of faithfulness that God is manifesting on their behalf. So let me take you to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we will talk a little bit about this at a later time. There are, just let me set the stage for you. There are three levels of faith that people have that I can find recorded in Scripture. Okay? There is the faithful, there is the unfaithful, and there are those who are faithless. That means that they have less faith than what you and I have. You can't count on them. You can count on not counting on them. Okay? If you have faith in them, it's a you problem, not a them problem. There are some people at times and you begin to realize that it's a them problem, not an external problem around them. It's something that originates within them. And it might surprise you, but the Bible declares that to be faithless is better than being unfaithful. And so we don't do a lot of teaching that impacts people's ability to be faithful. So you will find that there are a lot more people who say they go to church than actually go to church on a regular basis. One of the things that is taking place in America right now is where if you were a regular church attender back in, say, 20 years ago, that would mean that you went to church on a weekly basis. Now, that might mean that you go to church once or twice a month. That is the deterioration of what's going on in society. There are many contributing factors, so I don't want to put all of those as being a negative. Some of those reasons are because there are some people who've just gotten older and they can't get out as much as they once did. They're homebound. They are sick or something like that, and it prevents them from getting out to church. That's completely understandable. But there is a massive portion of American Christianity that the mindset towards being faithful is, if it's convenient for me, then I will. If it's not convenient for me, then I won't. If I don't have anything else to do, I will. If I need something, I will. And folks, I want to tell you right up front in this study that the goal I have is to present to you faithfulness in such a manner that you will want to embrace it. If you ever encounter somebody who was unfaithful to a spouse, let me rephrase that. If you ever encounter someone whose spouse was unfaithful to them, you will realize the trauma that unfaithfulness inflicts upon not just the unfaithful person, but on those around them. And so I would like to extend a glorious invitation to the Christians here in Brevard County that we would desire the Holy Spirit to produce in us this wonderful fruit of faithfulness. And so there's a lot of scriptures we're going to get to. Let me start off by reading 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 11. This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. And so you see that it begins with a faithful saying. It is the word of God. The faithfulness, our understanding of faithfulness, it has to begin with the word of God. I trust the word of God more than I trust my emotions. I trust the word of God more than I trust the decrees that come out of Washington, D.C., or the, the Supreme Court or the Congress, or I trust the Word of God more than I trust the things coming across the media. I trust the Word of God, and I trust the God of the Word. He is faithful. It is a faithful saying. It is something that you can rely upon. There's a principle of trusting an unfaithful person that is like trying to lean upon a spear tip or a pointed stick, that whenever you put your weight upon it, it is going to pierce you and it is going to cause you pain. And so if you and I cannot agree that the Word of God is faithful, then we're going to have a problem right off of the bat. I will tell you this, that the Word of God is held to a higher standard by historians than any other ancient document. They want it verified, then re-verified, and authenticated externally and all of that sort of stuff. And yet any other ancient document that they find, they just take it upon face value and say, well, we can fully trust this more than we can trust the Bible. And yet the Bible has been shown to be a faithful record of this, of the events time and time and time again. And I will tell you this, there are many people right now who deny that Israel ever lived in the Promised Land, and yet archaeological finds keep demonstrating over and over and over again that the children of Israel are the children of the Promised Land. And you just don't hear that much about it. Listen, you need to look at things and find out about the source of things, because not every source is a reliable source. So thank God for His Word. If you are basing your life upon anything other than the Word of God, you are going to find that it is not nearly as faithful as God's Word is. Jesus said that the Word of God is settled forever in heaven and on earth. Not one jot or one tittle, not one least stroke of the pen is ever going to pass away from it. It is forever. The Scripture also says that He has exalted His Word and His name above all else. So we need to know the Word. There are many people, many Christians in America who have embraced teachings that are coming from mainstream society that run directly opposite of the Word of God. So they have embraced portions of Christianity, but they've rejected other portions of Christianity, and they have placed those two things on an equal plane. And that will be an unstable foundation, because you're going to have the Word, and you're going to have the Word being faithful, and then you're going to have another portion of your foundation being unfaithful. And here's the thing: when that happens, people always blame God for the collapse, and it's not because of God's Word; it's because of the other things that people have used as foundational elements in their life. When Daniel had his vision of Nebuchadnezzar's statue, by the time he got down to the feet of that statue, it was feet that were made out of iron mixed with clay, and there was a portion of it that was strong and a portion of it that was brittle. And when the feet gave way, the whole structure came crashing down. So you and I, we need to understand how important it is for the faithful Word of God. And so it says this. So this is going to be a real quick salvation message, okay? If we died with Him, we shall also live with Him. And that does not mean that you've died. Paul is not writing this to Timothy when Timothy was dead, and the people that Timothy was ministering to, they weren't dead. He says, if we have identified with his death, if we have embraced the shedding of his blood, if we've asked him to forgive us of our sins, if we have died with him, if you have not been baptized yet, you need to be baptized. Not because baptism is going to save you, it doesn't. You are baptized because you are stepping out in obedience to what God has said to you. And in baptism, you are identifying, get this is scripture, this isn't me. You are identifying with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? And now I'm getting ready to creep you all out with a little bit of an example. There are too many Christians who keep pretending that they've been to the cross and they've taken up their cross and they're following Jesus on a daily basis. But in actuality, they're just plain possum. They're laying there looking as if they're dead until it comes time for you to haul them away, and then all of a sudden you will find that they've got fangs and they're very much alive and they're very much angry. Let's make sure that our carnal nature does not survive, that it is the Spirit of God living inside of us. But if we identify with his death, we shall also live with him. I am so confident that he who began a good work is going to finish it. I am so confident that the God who said he was coming the first time is coming the second time. I am very confident that the God who made this world said he's going to make it again into a new heaven and a new earth, that where he is, there we will be with him forever and ever. Amen. I am so looking forward to eternity. He says, if we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, if we persevere, if we do not give up, we shall also reign with him. There are too many people going around not expecting to be able to live in authority. God wants to work in you and I so that we are faithful to the kingdom business that he has for us. Okay, and that does not mean that you start off at the highest levels of authority. You start off at the lowest levels in the family business, and you demonstrate faithfulness. And when you have demonstrated faithfulness there, then you are elevated to the next level, because the Lord of the harvest, the Lord of the business, believes that you will be faithful at that next level. I can tell you this, unfaithfulness, it'll derail a marriage. It'll derail a business. If you're unfaithful in your finances, it will derail your financial future. If you're unfaithful, it can derail your health. It can derail a country. Unfaithfulness is not just on an individual level. It must be manifest on a full scale as well. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Now remember, this is a faithful saying. So it is not just faithful that the good parts are going to be true. It is also faithful with the negative aspects as well. And there is going to be a group of people that will be denied. Jesus said, if you deny me before men, the angels in heaven will deny you before the Heavenly Father. It's just that you're not going to be known. Okay, it's the measure you use will be the measure that is used against you. You and I, we need to be faithful. Do not deny him for the sake of convenience. Do not deny him so you'll be accepted in your social group of friends. You know what that does? It breeds confusion in them. What they need to see is a faithful person being blessed by a faithful God, so that they realize that that's the life that they need to live, so that you can say, you know what, I've got credibility in this area. Okay? It says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. The source and the ultimate example of faithfulness is God. And God gets accused by so many people who go through painful things because we live in a fallen world. There are so many people who accuse him of being an unfaithful God. And I want you to understand that he's faithful. I don't want to lay that accusation at his feet. I want to acknowledge his faithfulness. In fact, God is so faithful to his covenant that he says, if you can find that I have violated the covenant that I made with the sun and with the moon, then you would be legitimate in thinking that I might violate my covenant with you. But the truth of the matter is, he has been and always will be faithful. It's who he is. Now he says this, if you are faithless, I'm going to remain faithful. One more thing, and it has to do with perspective today. In the NIV, it says this, to the faithful, he shows himself faithful, but to the shrewd, he shows himself shrewd. And we'll talk more about that in depth when we get there. It's two passages in the Old Testament. But if you have a perception that God is being unfaithful, you might want to look at your own life and see, why is it that I'm seeing unfaithfulness when I look at God? And take a look and do some self-examination. The other day I woke up and I saw something on my ear, and I was like, you know what? I've never seen that on my ear before. And so I checked with my wife, took a picture of it, sent it to her, said, have you ever seen that before? And she said, no. She said, it looks like you broke a blood vessel. She's the medical person. I'm not. And I took her word for it. And I said, you know what? I just wanted to make sure that what I saw is what I saw. Let's allow God. Let's look at him and say, God, you're faithful. And I want to be faithful on the first level, the second level, the third level, because the more faithful I am, the more I'm going to see the faithfulness of God. And so that's why we're going to take a little while longer to go through the fruit of faithfulness. Father, I pray that we would be faithful to you today, faithful to your cause, faithful to your word, and faithful for your people. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.